All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed as always in Jesus' mighty name. All right, we got to hop to this. As Steve Bannon just said, we had the five horses of the apocalypse, and now we have four. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm freaking pissed off. All right, and I want to just tell you, like, I'm going to temper my response somewhat because a lot, and Aaron has witnessed this over since we started the podcast. I'll come in and burn it all down, and Trump always redeems himself. He always does redeem himself. Losing Matt Gaetz, a huge loss, though. We're going to go over that in detail. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. Dave Souter is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Todd Suff is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Michelle Tall is on. Sexy Pony's on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Milwaukee James is on. Dead Plant is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Kept Guy 1 is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. Gritterdom is on. Judy Anita is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Alpha Acres is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. D9597 is on. Why Not Me is on. Peg Joe's on. Swethy is on. Alpha Acres is on. I saw that one already. Okay. UNC B-Ball is on. Mike Griffith's on. Daniel Armstrong Rec is on. PJ A. Wiles is on. Let me see who else we got here that I might have missed. John Phillips is on. Praise Holler is on. My Broken Heart is on. Black Bart 201 is on. Let me scoot down to the bottom, see who signed on since I started. Gen 1 Live Free is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger's on. Ski 824 is on. Scott Alot is on. Coco Dominguez on. Double Ot Loose Cannon is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. No Soul Left Behind is on. Devlin Hart is on. Q13013 is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Abseek Truth is on. All right, so let's hop right through this whole Matt Gaetz situation. Let's just sum it up. First of all, it's a big loss. There's no way to cover it up. It's not 4D chess. I'm not saying there aren't fallback positions, but this is not 4D chess. This is a capitulation, just so everybody knows. It is, and basically what happened was, and I agree with one other conservative commentator that I heard today, is that basically this is backroom deals by people like John Cornyn and our new Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, who is a Democrat. And Tom, you're like, no, he's a rhino. No, he's actually a Democrat. Does anybody actually believe that John Thune ever votes for Donald J. Trump? And my whole thing is, when you have these Republicans, quote-unquote Republicans, who want to put guardrails up on Donald Trump, then how are you a conservative when you want to guardrail conservatism? Does that make sense? That would be like me saying, I'm a Christian, or I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I want to put guardrails on the Bible. Oops, that is the modern church. If you actually believe the tenets of your faith, if you actually believe the tenets of your party, then why would you want them guardrailed? Why would you want them held back? Why wouldn't you want them to sweep the nation? What has Trump done that's not conservative? Why would you need John Thune to corral him in any way, shape, or form? So think about it. I mean, I want you to think about the nonsensical nature of what I'm saying here. Is that somebody who's a conservative, i.e. John Thune, trying to guardrail, corral conservatism, that would mean you're what? The antithesis of conservatism if you're trying to slow the spread of conservatism. That'd be like me trying to slow revival. I hope everybody can understand what I'm saying here because it's absolutely ridiculous. That's what we keep seeing. Are the McConnells of the world, the Thunes, the Grahams, the McCoskeys, the Collins, the Sasses, all the rest of the idiots, the Rob Portmans when he was still around, all trying to, you know, make Trump palatable, make Trump more acceptable. We're not here to be acceptable or palatable. We're here to usher in conservatism. Just like me as a pastor of a church, I'm trying to usher in Christianity and salvation through Christ. I don't need anybody guardrailing me. You're not going to tell me what verses to say and not to say from the pulpit. But that's what Thune and Cornyn and all of these, whether it's Graham or McConnell, they're always saying that they're conservatives, but then they want to somehow slow the growth of conservatism while allowing the rapid spread, rapid spread of globalist leftism, because that's who they really are. And I'm not saying, folks, that they are weak Republicans. I'm telling you, they vote only for Democrats. I'm telling you it's true. Otherwise, why would you want to guardrail? Why would you want to corral conservatism? And again, and I'm not going to go too far into this because they've got to get the gates, but again, it's Washington, D.C. is just a giant cesspool illusion of people that we think are there fighting for us. How does Susan Collins ever get elected as a Republican? And why bother electing her as a Republican when she endlessly votes against the Republican platform? Again, we don't have anybody like this. Tommy Tuberville, senator out of Mississippi, put up on the Senate floor a big giant zero. And you looked underneath it, it said how zero number of Democrats who voted against Biden nominees. Zero. Did everybody get that? Aaron, did you get that?
Yeah.
Zero Democrats ever voted against the Biden nominee for his cabinet positions. Zero. And we were going to have Murkowski voting against it, Thune voting against it, McCornyn voting against it. I'm talking about Matt Gaetz now. They're going to vote against Matt Gaetz. They probably vote against Pete Hegseth too, probably some on Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, again, zero Democrats do it because, as Bannon says, they actually have. Oh, thank you. That's all. Oh, you're the man, Aaron. You are the man. There it is right there. Number of Democrats who voted against Biden's 21 cabinet nominees, zero. And we wonder why we lose. Here's why we lose. We don't lose because we have Republicans who have some sort of you know, compassion for Democrats or have an understanding of Democrats. They are Democrats. They're elected as Republicans so that they can hold those seats for Democrats. I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. And what we'd be better off doing is running legit Republicans against them. If we lose, then we just simply have a Democrat in there. We should primary Murkowski out of existence, Collins out of existence, Graham out of existence, Thune out of existence, Cornyn out of existence. And you're like, yeah, but they're establishment Republicans and they're very, you know, very apt to win. It's very likely that they win because of name recognition. Okay, when they win, Cornyn votes 49% of the time with Democrats. No, Thune does, and Cornyn's 46% of the time. Our Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, votes 49% of the time with Ilhan Omar. And that's our Republican leader. He's simply, and then what they do is they say things, they say just enough things or do some mediocre legislation, just enough to hold their seats so they don't get voted out. But they're really the entire time, I mean, think about it statistically speaking. If you could have, you're a Democrat, and you can position people who are, like Cornyn's seat is completely and totally red. Cornyn's seat, Thune's is completely and totally red. He's the senator out of South Dakota, Kristi Noem state. Completely and totally red districts. I mean, red states, statewide elections. Red states. I mean, think about it. We have Cruz and Cornyn out of the state of Texas. There is no chance a Democrat takes either one of those seats. So if you throw a Cornyn in there as a Democrat, Cornyn votes 46% of the time with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. You're a Democrat. Because you know you'll never get those seats, you still get a Democrat 46% of the time. Does that make sense there?
Yeah.
Think of it. It's we don't do any of those things. We don't have any. There's not one Democrat who's pretending to be a Republican. I mean, and there's not one Democrat who's actually a Republican. Not one. Not one. But we have many in our party needs to be primaried out of existence. But people are afraid to primary them because they think like some, you know, right winger without the name recognition of a Thune or a Cornyn is going to lose to them. Well, they might, but why not run against them anyway? And then they're like, well, yeah, but Thune and Cornyn are guaranteed to win. Yes, as Democrats. They're guaranteed to win because you have to look at the states and what the states' rules are in primaries, what the states' rules are in general elections. You have to see what they are because some states and primaries, Democrats can vote for Republicans and Republicans vote for Democrats. But Republicans never actually go vote in Democratic primary. But Democrats do vote in our primaries in states where Democrats are allowed to vote in our primaries. And they purposely put in the Ben Sasses of the world, the Murkowskis of the world, the Collins of the world, because at least they get, now Collins and Murkowski vote with Democrats 80% of the time. So, I mean, it's a grand strategy. We have to look at how we're strategically defeated. It's a grand strategy for them to put in Republicans that are actually Democrats. And all they have to do is say things every now and then. You know, vote to confirm a judge every now and then. That's all they got to do. And if you've noticed, we just keep going left and left and left and left, even when it's a Republican majority House or Senate, because we never actually have a majority, just like we never have actual elections and real elections. We don't have real elections. We have fraudulent elections. We don't lose. There's not a Waltz Harris sign anywhere. We don't lose. You don't get 100,000 people at your rally in New Jersey and lose New Jersey. Donald Trump allegedly lost New Jersey by 5 points, which cut it. They used to lose it by 13. So he cut it down by like 8 points. But even with that, he won New Jersey. He won all these swing states in a landslide. But there's so much cheating in there that it appears to be close. But again, I digress on that. Everything's a fraud. So the reason why Matt Gaetz isn't going to be our attorney general is because John Thune sabotaged it and torpedoed it. Now, I'm going to hold everybody accountable. Now, I'm going to show you this stuff. My opinion is that Gaetz and Trump should have stood up. Let you stand up and fight. But make Thune go on the record. Destroy these people's political and financial careers. Destroy them. Make them go on the record. Why sit there and go, well, we don't have the votes anyway? Well, you know you can do an acting appointment. Put him as acting AG. He gets 200 plus days. I'd take that, wouldn't you, Aaron?
Yeah.
I'd take that. Acting, Matt Gaetz, acting AG for 200 days. And then after he does a great job, they won't be able to not confirm him. Then you just put him up again. Or you can just put him as acting again. Acting again. Acting again. Why not? I mean, again, he put him as interim AG. Whatever it may be, fire. Of course, Merrick Garland's going to resign. But fire Garland, fire Monaco, put him in as acting. Why don't you do it? So Gaetz should have stood up. Why didn't he? Maybe he's getting the Senate seat that Rubio is vacating. I don't know. I put that out on Twitter. I hope that's what happens. If that was a plan, that was not a good plan B. Well, you know what, Matt, step down. You can have Rubio's Senate position because now we lost. Do you think we lost? Well, let's look at Democratic Party response to Gaetz stepping down. Then you know whether or not you lost or not. Let's go. Put up the first one we will. Democratic wins, media. On Twitter, look at the number of views. And this was nine hours ago. 271,000 views. Breaking: Matt Gaetz has withdrawn his nomination for attorney general. This is a huge loss for Donald Trump. You know why they put that out? Because it's a huge loss for Donald Trump. You're like, Tom, I thought you loved Trump. I love Trump, but I told you I'm not a sycophant for anybody. What's true is true. It's just like you gauge the success of your nominees. You gauge how great your nominees are by the reaction of your opponents. If your opponent's like, oh my gosh, he's Hitler, you chose the right person. So we knew we chose the right person because all the people on the left, including Thune and Cornyn and McConnell, and you're like, well, Lindsey Graham stepped up. And Lindsey Graham just has to step up because he's a political prostitute. Trump's not going to campaign for him in 2 years. So make them go on the record. You know that the Democratic Party hated Gaetz. They're like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. They bring out, it's like I've told you 1,000 times, they bring out the same exact weaponry every time, same tactics every time. Here come the sexual abuse allegations. Here come the sexual harassment allegations. Here come the sexual assault allegations. Every time, same thing. Why do we keep getting it? Because Clarence Thomas didn't sue Anita Hill, because let's let bygones be bygones. It's not how you win. You know how you win? Metaphorically, social media outside of Rumble, they're good. Metaphorically, how you win is when you are on top. When you've just, like, when you get a big lead. We haven't won the battle. Okay, we haven't won the war. We may have won. We won a small little battle. But I'm saying we haven't won the war. After you win a colossal battle, Midway, D-Day, you win Battle of the Bulge. You win a big battle. What do you do as a soldier? Withdraw? Or do you chase your opponent and put your foot on their freaking neck? You put your foot on their neck. You don't pull back on the throttle. Thune doesn't like it. Thune is a Democrat. He voted for Hillary. He voted for Kamala, and he voted for Biden. We know he did. So did Graham. So did Collins. So did Murkowski. So did McConnell. So does Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy. These people, again, they're going to occupy conservative seats as Democrats. That's who Trey Gowdy is. He's a globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist who's a skilled talker. That's all that he is. He's a skilled orator who makes himself sound like a conservative while he votes for Kamala Harris. I would love to put Trey Gowdy on a polygraph and ask him who he voted for. I'd love to do it. Now we know, because you can tell by your opponent's reactions whether what you did was successful or not. When the Democrats are claiming a giant victory, what we did was not correct. Gates should have stood up. Trump should have stood up. Make all these people go on the record or do a recess appointment. What happened to recess appointments? Thune already guaranteed it because Thune wouldn't have the seat. He went to Trump. Trump talked to him, said, "You will allow us to have recess appointments or I'm not going to back you." And Trump never actually backed him, but he did not back him, and he didn't endorse another candidate. So Thune had to bend over and give up the recess appointments that Mitch McConnell would never, remember, for 4 years of the Trump administration, 17 through 21, Mitch McConnell never went on recess so that Trump couldn't do recess appointments. And Mitch McConnell is a Republican when he's trying to not allow the Trump agenda to take hold. For the Trump agenda to actually be implemented? No, these are frauds. Yeah, but Tom, they appoint conservative judges. They have to do something every now and then to give them validity as conservatives. But half the time they vote with Democrats, if not more than half the time. And that's the Democrats' idea. They're like, at least we get a Democrat 50% of the time. And we get a Democrat 100% of the time in all pivotal situations. That's what they do. I.e. Obamacare. How do we still have Obamacare? I remember sitting in my police car when Obamacare came around. I think it was like 2010, maybe something like that. Sitting in my police car going, and the whole Obamacare website crashed, and I watched my own insurance costs go up 40%. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I got that. I'm wondering how in the world that could happen. And then they spent hundreds of millions of dollars on a website that Aaron could create by himself in less than a week for $25,000. I'm telling you, I could tell Aaron, I could go to Aaron right now. He may get one other person to help him. I get Aaron, I say, "Aaron, I need an Obamacare website that'll work nationwide." Aaron can do it for somewhere between $25,000 and $50,000 over. And they spent hundreds of millions of dollars on it and crashed in an hour. But this is how you can tell. Go to the next one, Will. Did we win or did we lose? Oh, Michelle Baker will tell us. Yes, 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 yes. There you go. A politics video channel. Breaking: election security experts have officially asked Biden to do an election recount on Trump's victory. They are citing potential breaches in voting. Okay, that's the wrong thing. I put up the wrong thing in the wrong spot. Skip over the Michelle Baker stuff. Go to Lincoln Project. Go skip it, skip it, skip it. Go to Lincoln Project. There we go. I'm gonna use that Michelle Baker stuff at the end. All right, Lincoln Project. Breaking: Florida man finally learns the meaning of no. That's Matt Gaetz. That's the Lincoln Project 7 hours ago. 181,000 views. So they're talking about Matt Gaetz, and Matt Gaetz has been kicked out. Go to the next one for me. Here's Brian Krasenstein. We won. So should you step down? If a victory to Brian Krasenstein is the same victory as John Thune's version of victory, whose side is John Thune on? If Brian Krasenstein's version of victory is the same as John Cornyn's, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitch McConnell, and many other Republicans, House and Senate, if their version of victory is the same as Brian Krasenstein's, how are they conservative? How are they Republican? Because Brian Krasenstein wants to slaughter kids in the womb, in the birth canal, outside the womb. He wants medical experimentations done on the public. He wants everybody in a vaccine camp, in a COVID camp, vaccine mandates. Brian Krasenstein wants to slaughter the unborn after they're born. He wants a wide open border and then denies that it's wide open. And he's celebrating that Matt Gaetz stepped down. So if he's celebrating and John Thune's celebrating, what does that make John Thune? A Brian Krasenstein. Masquerading as a Republican, as a conservative. It's not just John Thune. It's many people on the House floor also. I have to show you this. Speaking of cuck boys on the House floor, Republicans, here it is. Now, this is a Republicans against Trump video. You know what a Republican against Trump means? Democrats masquerading as Republicans, like a transgender man masquerading as a woman against Trump. Breaking, GOP cuckboy, I added that one in, Derek Van Orden, just look at the guy. I'm like, you are just a bent over cuckboy. Says he would vote to release the House Ethics Report on Matt Gaetz. Play it for me.
Vote in the House to release that report. Would you vote to release that report?
I think it's very important that everybody has as much knowledge as possible so that they can make an informed decision.
So it sounds like yes.
That's a yes. So if the rumors are true about Mr. Gaetz's conduct, then there should be referrals to other agencies. And if they're not true, then there's a whole lot of people that owe him an apology.
I'm stealing Aaron's thunder right now because Aaron just said it. Where was his fervency about releasing the Swalwell report? Remember Swallow's Well? Having an illicit sexual affair with an actual Chinese spy, and as soon as she was identified by the FBI, she flew to Beijing and has never been seen since? I'd like to see that ethics report. Nobody called for that before. Shouldn't we have seen an ethics report with a man who sits still to this day, sitting on the House Intel Committee, who has, they talk about Tulsi Gabbard's access to national intelligence, our 18 national intelligence agencies, which we should have one. Get rid of the other 17. Let's all save our tax dollars because they do absolutely nothing except form prosecutions or give ammo to prosecutions against Republicans. That's all these 18 intelligence agencies do. Like, remember, Chuck Schumer says 8 ways to Sunday for them to get you. I'm just really curious. Derek Van Orden never called for any release of any Democrat investigative reports. I'm just concerned. Where is that at? Why isn't he called for the release of the reports about the $17 million taxpayer dollars that were spent on covering up the non-disclosure agreements for sexual abuse and sexual harassment by House members? I'd like to see the reports on that. And for me, you want Gaetz's report released, release them all. Listen, I'm really disappointed in Matt Gaetz. I am very disappointed in him. I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. My thing is, you know what? I'm one of these. If you're gonna go ahead and burn Gaetz to the ground, let's burn it all, baby. Let's burn it all. Release it all. Put it all out there. I want to see them all. I want to see the non-disclosure agreements between the congressmen and women and their sexual abuse, sexual assault, sexual harassment victims. I'd like to see that. Aaron, wouldn't you like to see that?
Absolutely.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. What are we paying for?
What are we paying? I'd like to know what we're paying for. We paid $17 million for it. Remember, Donald Trump just got convicted of 34 felonies because he paid out of his own money, not taxpayer money, his own money, $130,000. $130,000. Compared to $17 million, he's guilty of 34 felonies? Just because he put it in the wrong column in a bookkeeping error? It wasn't even an error. It was a personal expense, not a campaign finance expense. I'm not going to get into that 30 minutes. So, I mean, Derek Van Orden is the problem. They've never released a House ethics investigation ever. They've never released that paperwork ever. And here comes Derek. Here comes Derek Van Orden. Here comes House Representative Derek Van Orden. I'd like to see it released because he's not a Republican and he hates real men like Matt Gaetz. And I'm very disappointed. Matt Gaetz should have stood. He should have stood even if Trump told him to stand down. He should have stood. He said he's going to be, you know what, when you come out and you say, and Donald Trump said it one day ago, he was asked when he was there in Texas watching the rockets be fired off, he was asked point blank by a reporter, are you going to back off the Gaetz nomination? I don't know if Trump backed off or not. It might be all Gaetz. I don't know. I doubt it. They probably all came together. But they never should have done it because here we go. Now, as Steve Bannon says, who got Trump elected in 2017, along with Kellyanne Conway. Like him or not, that's who got him elected. Those two people. Love Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, back and forth every now, most of the time. It's got about 80% approval rating. But anyway, now according to Bannon, there's blood in the water. Now you get it to him. Why would you ever put blood in the water when there's sharks there? Why would you do it? When all you got to do is wait for a recess appointment or make him interim or make him acting. I don't get these people. I honestly don't get these people. Play for me, Aaron.
Mr. President, are you reconsidering the nomination of Matt Gaetz?
No.
Done then. Stick with it. Go to the ramparts, man. Why can't we ever stand? Why do we always need to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory? I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. What's the worst thing that can happen? He doesn't get confirmed, and you expose all the Rhino Republicans, and then this is where I really miss cussing. Right now, I miss cussing. And then you primary their butts off, and you know what I'd like to say. That's what you do. That's what you actually do. Expose these people. Instead, we get this. Put it up there for me. Will, here's Donald Trump. I'm proud to announce former Attorney General of the great state of Florida, Pam Bondi, as our next Attorney General of the United States. Pam was a prosecutor for nearly 20 years, which is good, which actually makes her in some ways more qualified than Matt Gaetz, but she doesn't have the personality for it, where she was very tough on violent criminals. I get that. And here's the thing. I want to just say this before. Always try to get the positive out before the negative. You can bring it back to me. Pam Bondi's a good person, solid Republican, real Republican, staunch supporter of Donald Trump, has never wavered, and has an excellent reputation in this state. Is that nice, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, that's about, listen, but she's not Matt Gaetz.
No.
Not Matt Gaetz. You are going from somebody, you're going from Mickey Mantle to somebody batting barely 250. I'm just telling you, that Matt Gaetz is a firebrand, I know he calls himself that, firebrand, fire-breathing, high IQ, is six moves ahead of everybody else kind of guy. He removed, for the first time in history, we've never removed a speaker until Matt Gaetz did it. And now he's going to be replaced with Pam Bondi. I like Pam Bondi, but if anybody ever heard of her? I've heard of her because I live in Florida. Have you heard of her? No. Why? Because she doesn't do things. Who should have been? Now, okay, Gaetz is gone. Nothing we can do about it, right? Okay. And somebody asked in the chat, he was just elected, reelected. I don't know if he can. Technically, he is the incoming congressman for his district, but he resigned from his chair, but he is the incoming. He resigned from his seat, but he's also elected as the incoming person to his seat. Could he just assume the role of person incoming, or is he going to go to Rubio, or is Trump going to put him as some sort of special prosecutor under Pam Bondi? I don't know. But Pam Bondi is not Matt Gaetz, and she is not what we need. We need a butt kicker. We need a street fighter. Who should have been? Now Gaetz is gone. Who should have come in here? You have two choices. That's it. If you're gonna go with a existing AG, that's Andrew Bailey or Ken Paxton. That's it. Instead, Trump picks Pam Bondi. Why would you not? No, my favorite is Ken Paxton. Why would you not pick Ken Paxton? I don't get it. Explain it to me, Aaron. Why would you not pick Ken Paxton, yeah, who has warred against the Biden administration, sued and defeated the Biden administration, has been fighting the Biden administration for 4 years, who is, I mean, there's no words to describe it. Experienced litigator does not describe Ken Paxton. You're talking about the Perry Mason of AGs right here. What in the world are we doing? Why would you not pick Ken Paxton as your AG? Why? Why would you pick Pam Bondi? What has Pam Bondi done? Name it in the last 5 years. Name it. I can name a bunch of things Ken Paxton has done. Yeah, but wasn't he impeached? Yeah, but attempted to be impeached, and they got throttled by the Bush family in Texas. Now, that should also tell you, this is a guy who gets down in the streets and fights like a dog. We need a dirty dog in the streets. Not a prim and proper poodle. We need a dirty dog pit bull in the streets. Because you know what's coming? We've already seen it. Sexual assault this. Sexual assault that. False accusation. False accusation. Hitler. 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 Trump. I mean, Putin sympathizer for Gabbard. They've already come out with Pete Hegseth. This woman has accused him of rape. Why have we not heard that about that ever until now? You know what? Just so everybody knows. Here's the witness reports from the Pete Hegseth rape allegation, sex assault allegation. This is a married woman at a bar who, this is all the witnesses, saw she was hanging around Pete Hegseth. They left arm in arm from the bar, and she went into his hotel room smiling and laughing. And now, lo and behold, we haven't heard a word about it. Of course, you know, there's some sort of settlement. behind, yeah, you know, again, this is one of those things. It's like Trump's settlement with Stormy Daniels. Is it, I mean, are you just, you know, basically an NDA? Are you doing this just to have it go away, or are you doing it because you're guilty? Well, if you're Pete Hegseth and you're a celebrity or a future politician, you want things to simply go away. And if this woman was serious, why is there never a police report of these people? I mean, I was a cop for 25 years, 1992, 2017. You know, I can flat out tell you if a woman believes she's raped, she's going to go do a police report. They never bring it up 5 years later. They don't do that. They either do it then or they never talk about it. And I'm a firm believer in reporting it and getting it there, believe me, and prosecuting these people. I'm just saying, he's obviously innocent. So listen, it should have been Ken Paxton. And if you're not going to go with Ken Paxton, it's not even a step down to go with Andrew Bailey out of Missouri. Ken Paxton, Texas, Andrew Bailey, Missouri. You should have gone with Andrew Bailey, who's been fighting the Biden administration for years. What's Pam Bondi done? I like Pam Bondi, but what has she done? Nothing. Nothing. What's Ashley Moody done? RAG here? Nothing. I want to see people that are fighting illegal immigration. Fighting. Andrew Bailey has throttled the Biden administration. You wonder who it was that got the injunction that made the FBI and State Department stop meeting with Facebook, Google, and YouTube made the Biden administration, for all intents and purposes, State Department, FBI, DOJ, stop them from meeting with Google, Facebook, and YouTube to take down conservative media posts. Who did that? Andrew Bailey did it. What did Ashley Moody do? What did Pam Bondi do? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing against them. But we don't need any of these. And I don't like this to first woman ever. Oh, my gosh. Why do we ever try to sound like Democrats? Who cares if it's a woman? I don't even care if they're gay. Listen, homosexual. If you're homosexual, you live in a homosexual lifestyle, you'll die and go to hell. Same as the person who's living a fornication lifestyle. You're sleeping with somebody outside of marriage. That's the Bible says. Sorry. Revelation 21:8, Galatians 5:19 through 21, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Sorry, that's what the Bible says. But would I take Rick Grenell in the government? Yes. I wish we'd take Rick Grenell as the AG. And he's out of the closet gay. But he's a fire breather. He's a stone cold killer. That's what we got to have. Almost like a soulless person that goes in there and they don't care about being called names. You know what they got to be like? They got to be like me.
True.
I'm serious. You got to be like me. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care at all what anybody says. Honestly, don't care at all. I'm hated right here in my own community. People, he's not nice. He's not compassionate. You know, he never pushed masks or vaccines and didn't close down. Cram it. And I've said that from day one. Cram it up your own caboose sideways. All your vaccines, all your masks, all your lockdowns, all your compassion, spin it sideways and shove it up your own rear end. And do it a bunch of times. Make yourself your own sex assault victim. So now we got Pam Bondi. Huge mistake. Huge. Big loss today. Big loss. Big step back. Blood's in the water. But I know that Trump will rebound. He always does. But instead of rebounding and getting 80% of what you want, why couldn't we've got 100% of what we want for once? And why do I have to sit there and read this announcement that she's the first woman? I don't give a crap if she's the first woman. I'd rather have Sidney Powell. Give me a killer. Give me a stone cold killer. No more of the Jenna Ellis's of the world. And believe me, I'm not saying that Pam Bondi is Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis is a worthless pile of human feces. But anyway, so we lost Matt Gaetz. All right, now I'm going to move on, sort of. This is an excellent video. We had to bleep out a lot of cuss words, but because we're still on CTN. We bleep. If you're wondering why we bleep and why we don't, if we're still on Christian Television Network, we bleep out all the cuss words. But anyway, we're still on for another 14 minutes. Those of you watching on CTN, we're going to be off in 14 minutes. Switch over to Rumble. So anyway, excellent video by the older millennial. Make sure you follow this guy on social media. For all the idiots, yeah, he's my kind of guy. It's what, you know what you call an idiot? Hey, you know, you're just somebody who's struggling with idiocy. No, you're an idiot. I'm not going to struggling with idiocy. No, you're an idiot. For all the idiots claiming that the nominees of Donald Trump aren't qualified, isn't that what we're hearing? Tulsi Gabbard's not qualified. Pete Hegseth is not qualified. What makes Javier Becerra qualified to be Health and Human Services Secretary when he's an attorney out of California? I mean, can anybody explain that to me? Avril Haines? What? Avril Haines is our current DNI? Oh, he's going to go over this. I don't want to jump the shark on this. Avril Haines, not qualified current DNI. But here, anyway, here's the older millennial. Play it for me, Will.
So there's all kinds of talk about how Trump's nominees are just totally unqualified for the jobs they're being nominated for. And to that, I just have to say, you obviously have no idea how unqualified and f***ed up the appointees of prior presidents have been. Like, for example, everybody's saying that Tulsi Gabbard is totally unqualified to be the Director of National Intelligence. So this is the current Director of National Intelligence. Her name is Avril Haines. And I cannot tell you how insanely unqualified she is for that job. Because Avril here has a bachelor's degree in physics. She then dropped out of her graduate program to open a bookstore where the specialty of that bookstore was erotic fiction. And then while she was running that bookstore, she went to law school and got a JD. She was then made the deputy director of the CIA. Like, wrap your head around that career progression for a second. Physicist, bookstore owner, gets a law degree, deputy director of the CIA, and now the director of national intelligence. And you're telling me the woman who's currently a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army is unqualified? Then y'all want to tell me that RFK can't be the director of health and human services because he doesn't have a medical degree. This is the current secretary of health and human services, Xavier Becerra. He also does not have a medical degree. He is a lawyer. This was Obama's director of health and human services. Her name is Sylvia Burwell. She has an art degree. Here was Bill Clinton's pick, Donna Shalala. When she got the job, she was a professor of political science. So when you guys tell me that RFK isn't qualified because he doesn't have a medical degree, I just want to point out the last three have been a professor of political science, a woman with an art degree, and a lawyer. So all the way off with that. And guys, look, I could do this with every single cabinet pick. I could do it with every secretary of whatever you want it to be. None of the people who have been picked for these positions has been qualified because there is no actual qualifications for these jobs. Like, they're really just advisors to the president. And generally, presidents want to surround themselves with loyal people that they trust. So kindly shut the up about people not being qualified. The president gets to pick them. If he thinks they're qualified, they're qualified. And if that wasn't how it works, you'd have to explain to me why a physicist who opened a bookstore used to run the CIA and is now the director of national intelligence.
So let's focus in on Avril Haines for just a minute. Let's go down that timeline because they're all saying how Tulsi Gabbard, who is a lieutenant colonel in the Army and has fought in both Iraq and Afghanistan, isn't somehow qualified, and a former congresswoman, isn't qualified. But Aaron, can you put that pickup right side by side or the way that you got it? And so Tulsi Gabbard's not qualified, but Avril Haines is. Here's her timeline. She started off as a physicist. Obviously, Aaron said, must not have been very good at it. Because you don't go from physicist to opening up a bookstore that specializes in erotic fiction. Why are all these people perverts? You're like, well, Tom, everybody has a proclivity to lust. I agree. I like naked women, but I would never focus my entire life around a bookstore about them. Okay, I mean, that's the whole thing. And I've repented of my sin of lust, okay? But I'm just saying, even when I was a sinner who liked to look at naked women, I wouldn't sit there and open a bookstore about it. She does. Because everybody on the left is a freaking sexual pervert, i.e. 325,000 missing kids that our director of national intelligence doesn't give a crap about. So she goes from being an unsuccessful physicist to an erotic bookstore owner to lawyer to director of national intelligence, who was also at Project 3, was it 301? Project 201. She was there where they were wargaming the outbreak of a coronavirus. Event 201. Pull it up. She was there. Avril Haines was there planning it during the Trump administration. There she was. They're all the same. They're all connected, and I don't have time to get into that right now. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Jack Posobiec video. I want to show you, we had better pick Cash Patel, Ken Paxton, or Andrew Bailey for director of the FBI. If Trump picks this guy, you can kiss the Trump administration goodbye, because he will have put in the FBI. It's Mike Rogers. He puts Mike Rogers in as FBI director, you might as well put in Robert Mueller, James Comey, Christopher Wray, Rod Rosenstein, or Andrew McCabe. Might as well put them in there. All those people, by the way, are Republicans. Are they really? No, they're globalist leftist bourgeois elitists masquerading as Republicans so that they could subvert all Republican activity in the name of Republicanism. That's the point of it all. That's what you call espionage, folks. So here, if you put this guy in there, and you can always tell, because the Raheem Kassams of the world, the Jack Posobiecs of the world, the Steve Bannons of the world, they're saying, don't put this guy in. But Trump's considering it, allegedly. If you do this, you can kiss 25 goodbye, 26 goodbye, lose the midterms, because Trump will be embroiled in one false accusation, one prosecution after another, one litigation after another, one impeachment after another, one special counsel after another, all put into place by this idiot. Same thing every time. We're going to keep doing this crap. He better put in Bailey, Paxton, or Cash Patel. And if he doesn't put Cash Patel as the head of the FBI, have we got a head of the CIA yet? Have we got a head of the CIA?
I don't think so.
Then you need to put him in the head of the CIA. All right, so here, Jack Posobiec video. Here is Mike Rogers declaring his full support for FISA wiretapping. You know, the FISA court, which was used to wiretap Carter Page so they can one-hop rule and wiretap Donald J. Trump. Remember that? He's all in favor of it. Play for me, Will.
And I credit George Bush and his administration for assembling this new intelligence community. They passed the Patriot Bill that allows and takes the handcuffs off our intelligence services. Policymakers back here use words like illegal wiretap.
The domestic surveillance program of the NSA. It could be abused.
We're already seeing pressure on the Patriot Act that maybe we don't need it now.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
The bulk telephone metadata program is legal and effective.
Provisions of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act expire at the end of this month. We need to rapidly reauthorize these provisions, and we need to work toward making these tools permanent as a part of our arsenal.
Self-restriction, big problem in U.S. intelligence collection.
We're the only intelligence service in the world that is forced to go to a court.
We always joked in the intelligence space, we would love to get one-tenth of what Google has on you.
I supported these programs when they were classified, and I support these programs today.
And it's now we're also hearing rumors that Jared Kushner is back as an advisor for Trump. He's a leftist. What are you doing? Yeah, but he secured the peace deals. Okay, he secured some peace deals. That's all because of the name of Donald Trump. They secured the peace, the Abraham Accords inside of, in the four peace deals inside of the Middle East. But that's all because Donald Trump. It's got nothing to do with Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner and Ivanka are leftists. I'm glad they're part of the Trump family. Listen, Donald Trump's own sister rips him constantly. He's a hyper leftist. Just because you have the name Trump or Kushner does not make you a political expert and does not make you pro Trump or pro conservatism. These things, I'm telling you right now, Mike Rogers gets the FBI nod because he's acceptable to John Thune, to Lindsey Graham, and to the Washington establishment. Then you're going to have the Washington establishment persecute you, prosecute you, sue you, litigate against you, and get special counsels against you for 4 years and impeach you. That's what's going to happen, and Mike Rogers the whole time will be acting like he's on your side. Just like Rod Rosenstein did, and McCabe did, and Comey did, and as Aaron was saying, we never need to forget, we all can't stand Christopher Wray. Donald Trump nominated him. He put him in there. You're like, Tom, I thought you were pro-Trump. I am pro-Trump. But I'm not a sycophant for anybody. The only person I'm a sycophant for is Jesus, because Jesus can't be wrong. Donald Trump can be wrong. And today, what is the date today, Aaron? Thursday?
The 21st.
21st of November, 2024. Bad day. Bad freaking day. Pam Bondi for Gates? Nah. And if you get Mike Rogers, you can kiss the DOJ goodbye. Because you have the DOJ, but who really runs the DOJ is the FBI. It's over. I'm telling you right now, make the right choice now. I don't like the Pam Bondi choice. I like Pam Bondi. She can be in, somewhere in the administration, perfectly fine, but not as the DOJ, because you have got to have a great white soulless shark running the DOJ. Putting people in prison that need to be in prison. Okay, I got to get off of it. That's the end of the show. All right, switching now. Let's go to election fraud. Here's where the Michelle Baker's piece of shit have been. Just have to show you how the Democrats are reacting to the election. Yes, 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 yes. What is she saying yes to? Breaking: election security experts have officially asked Biden to do an election recount on Trump's victory. They are citing, get this, Aaron, potential breaches in voting machines.
What?
Wait a minute. Insurrectionist, Michelle. Michelle, you've been telling us. Go to her profile page. Here's Michelle. A lot of followers, 73,000 followers. Harris Waltz, 2024, Democrat, fascism fighter as a fascist. Women's rights and human rights, you know, she kills 500,000 of them per year in the women in the United States alone, 20 million worldwide, but she fights for women's rights. Pro-choice, of course, to kill women. Anti-theist, what is that, Aaron?
Just anti-God.
Anti-God. Yeah. Anti-theist. Okay, anti-theist. Yeah. BLM, of course, LGBTQ ally, animal rights, and of course, she stands with Ukraine. Okay, they're all the same. So anyway, you know, Michelle, you want a forensic audit of our voting machines? That makes you a threat to democracy and an insurrectionist, according to you, for the last 4 years. That's how these people are. They have no conscience. They have no human dignity. They have no integrity. What they've accused us of doing for the last 4 years, they're now doing themselves. They're now a threat to democracy themselves. They're now questioning an election, just merely questioning it. Remember, Jocelyn Benson, inside of Michigan. If somebody who approves an election, you are one of the people that actually certifies an election, you're an election certifier. For lack of a better, I don't know the official title, but you're an election certifier. If you don't certify it, the Secretary of State of the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, is coming after you on her own video. I'm coming after her. That's what she said. If you don't certify. Now, are you saying, Michelle, that you don't want the election certified? You're questioning, not even allowed to question it. Now, for me, questioning the elections is the very essence of democracy. But to these people, questioning an election is a threat to democracy, no matter how corrupt it obviously is. And all that you would actually find, Michelle, if you actually went into those machines or anything hand counted or absentee ballots or mail-in ballots or no signature verification, no signature requirements, no ID requirement elections, all you would find is mass voter fraud, mass election fraud on your own freaking side. Case in point, go to the next one for me, Will. Carly Bonet video. You about to lose your job. Now let's go back to Bucks County. Remember this real courageous Bucks County commissioner who said openly, I'm going to break the law and I'm going to actually count. Not count as in, I'm going to put a number on. She's going to count them as in go ahead and designate them to a specific specific candidate. She's going to count them towards a candidate. She's going to count ballots that have been via the Pennsylvania Constitution considered to be illegal for decades and decades and decades, but she's going to count them anyway. You know, you get a lot of heat and you end up like this. Play it for me.
Say things that are out of turn. We all make mistakes. I made a mistake.
Bucks County Commissioner Diane Ellis Marseglia apologized after indicating she would break state law to count ineligible votes in Pennsylvania's closely contested Senate race.
I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country.
The commissioner tried explaining that mistake to her constituents.
I was referring to the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has been lost on many issues, including Roe versus Wade.
Today, voters called on commissioners to resign and accuse them of cheating in the election.
You need to resign today. You need to be fired.
Compared to all of you, being called garbage doesn't seem to be so bad.
A statewide recount is underway after Senator-elect Dave McCormick received 16,000 votes more than Democratic incumbent Senator Bob Casey in the initial count. Today, Philadelphia City commissioners criticized but agreed to follow a state Supreme Court ruling to not count mail-in ballots with incorrect or missing dates.
We know we got that ballot in time, and therefore I believe, in my opinion, that ballot should count.
More than a dozen legal challenges remain open in Pennsylvania, involving thousands of ballots. Even if every one went for Senator Casey, he would still be short of Senator-elect McCormick. Despite that, Casey refuses to concede, writing to donors, quote, Pennsylvania is the birthplace of democracy, and I'm not giving up that fight. I hope you're not ready to give up either. President-elect Donald Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, the Democrats are trying to rig the U.S. Senate election in Pennsylvania. Such a disgrace. The election was won conclusively by David McCormick.
Tonight, three Pennsylvania counties are done with their recount. Both McCormick and Casey gained a single vote each. Some counties are still completing their initial count because of legal challenges to provisional ballots. The full recount results are expected one.
So, again, here we are, legal challenges, and we're now 16 days past the election. 16 days, and there's legal challenges. And the legal challenges, now Casey ended up conceding. He ended up conceding this afternoon. Finally, 16 days after, only when it was determined that there were, even if he got every single vote that is yet to be counted. What do you mean yet to be counted? 16 days later, all of these incorrect or missing dated ballots. Do you know what happens if it's there's an incorrect date on a ballot? It doesn't count. Or missing date. There's no date on it. There's no name on it. You don't count it because they're fraudulent ballots. But when only Casey and Aaron brought this up, Casey's like, you know, we're going to, I wish I would have had you freeze frame that one. Don't do it. But Casey's like, you know, we want every vote to be counted. Are you questioning the election? Bobby, are you questioning the election? You're not allowed to do that. It makes you an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Why is it the Democrats even saying, I'm questioning, I want a recount? You're questioning. If you want a recount, you're questioning the election. You're questioning the validity of election. That makes you a threat to democracy, according to the people questioning the election. So only when Bobby found out that even if he wins all the outstanding votes that have yet to be counted, it wouldn't give him a lead. That he finally conceded 16 days after the election. 16 days after the election. And what these Democrats, including Diane Ellis-Massiglia, they're trying to count ballots according to state law that you can't count. I'm sorry. If you're stupid enough to put the wrong date on your whatever. And here's the thing. I don't even get what that is. Because in the state of Florida, it's time stamped on the ballot. You get your ballot. It's on there already. But of course, I digress. You know, I wouldn't want to question the integrity of Josh Shapiro's Pennsylvania, because here we are 16 days later and still don't know the outcome of an election, where in Florida, we have twice their population. We got it in an hour and 20 minutes. 16 days, hour and 20 minutes. Josh Shapiro, Ron DeSantis. Little difference. And DeSantis, going back to Matt Gaetz, probably has already told Donald Trump, I'll give Matt Gaetz that Senate seat. I hope that's the case, by the way. I really do. I'm hoping, listen, I'm an up from the ashes kind of guy, Steve Bannon kind of guy, next man up. And you could tell Bannon was really bothered by it. You're like, Tom, get over it. We've already moved past Gaetz. I'm not moving past anything. And I'm so pissed about the whole Gaetz thing, because another, that is just shrinking from the spotlight. Get in there and make Thune vote against you. Make him do it. Make all those, what's that freaking idiot's name? That little freaking little cuck boy. You're like, yeah, Derek Van Orden. Make him vote against you. Let him ruin his political career. We'll primary him into non-existence politically. He can go back to being an Applebee's waiter. Little cuck boy. Can't stand these people. But I love it. Diane Ellis-Marsiglia. Everybody makes mistakes. That wasn't a mistake. You know what a mistake is? If I said tonight, hey, you know, Wednesday night and we are live. That's a mistake, because I thought it was Wednesday. No, I knew it was Thursday. You see what I'm saying? That would be a mistake.
Yeah.
Not you sitting up there going, I am going to violate Supreme Court precedent, because Supreme Court's precedent doesn't matter anymore, and I want court attention. As Will said, all right, you know what? You can say you're sorry from jail. You can say sorry at your sentencing. That's what you can do. You're apologizing. Because if you already counted illegal ballots, I'm telling you right now, this is how hardcore you got to be. So hardcore you got to be. Even though she stopped doing it, if she has already counted illegal ballots, she needs to be prosecuted for it. No matter how much she apologized. Like Will said, she can apologize from jail. Or like I said, she can apologize at sentencing. You can apologize there and hope for a lighter sentence. And she said, and notice how absolutely in complete delusion and disconnection as she is, that she is with the population. She says, you know, just like, she said, the court that I was talking about, the Supreme Court, it ignores all precedent. Just like Roe v. Wade and the whole audience. Oh, because she is so delusional, lives in her own little pocket. She thought everybody in that room was supportive when she said Roe v. Wade. She thought that everybody's going to just go, oh, yeah, you're right about that, hon. You're right about that. And everybody in there is like, screw you. Yeah, because she's like that Roe v. Wade. She lives in her own little bubble of delusion. She has absolutely no connection to the population at all. She thought that was going to be something that garnered support for her from the crowd. And it was the absolute opposite to that. All right, I got it. Let me see what I got. Okay, you know what? Oh, no, I got to do this part. It's too big, And I got to do one fun thing before we go. So let's do a little border. Gosh, I got so much stuff here. Aaron, what's our motto? It's always tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow.
There's always another podcast tomorrow. Okay, but there we go.
And there is. It's Friday.
It's Friday night. Got a podcast tomorrow. But anyway. Yeah. But let's do the border stuff real quick here. Kaylee McEnany video. How is this a parting gift from the Biden administration? Play it for me, Will.
You have two illegal immigrants arrested for forcibly raping a child. And the Massachusetts governor says, we're bucking Trump on deportation. We're protecting our residents. How about protecting your citizens, Maura Healey? How about that? Your citizens before your illegal immigrant residents. So there's that. But then nationally, what we see, Griff Jenkins, this New York Post headline, Biden administration quietly loosening immigration policies before Trump takes office, including letting migrants skip ICE check-ins in New York. So on the way out the door, we're going to let migrants skip ICE check-ins at the time when we have 1.3 million illegal immigrants with final notices of removal, only 13,000 in custody. That is 0.009%.
All right, so there you go. And we're going to go to another one. I'm going to go to Carly Bonet video that actually says sort of the same stuff, but adds in some more statistical data that I want everybody to hear. But just to reiterate, in case I miss it, here we go again. Two illegal migrants arrested for raping a child. But what, you know, what they would say on The View, what Sonny Hostin would say on The View would be, you know what? The illegal immigrants are far less likely than Americans to commit crimes. Then why are you not seeing Americans raping children at the rates that we're seeing migrants raping children? Just curious. Where are those police reports? We would hear about them. I know it happens. So, I mean, think about the absolute ridiculousness of somebody like, you know, like Joy Behar or Sonny Hostin, Whoopi Goldberg. Well, you know what? First of all, it's absolutely erroneous, their argument that migrants commit crimes at a lesser rate than Americans, with 75% of all crime in Brooklyn is committed by illegals. There you go. That's a fact, by the way. So that's, they're absolutely wrong and bold-faced lying, and they know they're bold-faced lying. But anyway, so their argument would be that this girl is going to be raped one way or the other, and she just happened to be raped by an illegal. No, you know what? If those illegals weren't allowed in by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, that girl would never have been raped by two men. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. She would never have been raped if it wasn't for them allowing in those two men. It's as simple as that. And now Biden's allowing them to skip their ICE check-ins, which we'll get into more of that in just a minute. U.S. illegal immigration. Remember the numbers. 1.4 million illegal immigrants have final orders of removal. Are in federal ICE custody right now? 13,000. Great job by the Biden administration. Great job. Alejandro Mayorkas. Great job. 1.4 million are supposed to have final orders of removal, but in custody right now, 13,000. That's 1,400,000 have final removal orders. And how many are actually in ICE custody right now? 13,000. Boy, they're really going after it, aren't they? All right, let's go to Carly Bonet. Again, a little bit redundant, but there's also new information in this also. Play for me, Will.
The Biden administration is quietly loosening immigration policies before Trump takes office. This according to the New York Post. It reports the administration is testing a new app that will allow illegal migrants to bypass in-person check-ins at their local ICE office. Jeff Paul is live with more. It sounds like they're just giving Donald Trump one more thing to undo.
Well, John, we do know the Biden administration has been testing this new immigration and customs app, and the idea is to streamline the check-in process for migrants, allow them to use their phones or computers to touch base with immigration officials while they wait for their date in court, instead of appearing for those check-ins in person. Now, a source tells Fox News ICE has been using the app already in a couple of cities, but according to the New York Post, it's going to be launched officially next month in New York City. The field office there reportedly has been overwhelmed, fully booked with appointments for a year. Our sources tell us that's really the push to get this backlogged moved through. The concerns regarding this app, obviously, it's a new app, so there's going to be some glitches. The other wider concern is, could it cause even more migrants to go under the radar? We'll have to see what happens. John.
All right, Jeff Paul for us. Thanks, Jeff. Sandra.
All right, let's bring in Paul Perez now.
So while we have children being raped by the people they allow in, and by the way, I'm going to take away the word allow. I'm going to take down that word because they don't just allow them in. They facilitate them in. They fly them in. They bust them in 500,000. They've flown in at $150,000 a flight from foreign countries using their, what is that, CBP One app? Where you can register in Haiti as a voodoo doctor that does child sacrifices. I'm just making that up. You can register there under the CBP One app. Get on your flight and Biden will fly you to Springfield, Ohio. So you can eat Rover. Biden, it's not just a matter, they don't even want the illegal immigrants to be troubled by having to go through the Darien Gap and actually cross the Texas desert in Del Rio, Texas. They don't want that to happen. Or Shelby Park, Eagle Pass. They don't want them to go through all that. They'll fly them in. They'll bust them in themselves. And then they rape our citizens. And they kill our citizens. Of course, we already know. They allowed in 13,000 murderers and 16,000 sex offenders into the country. That's 10,000 per year. That we know about. That we know about. Because remember, according to CBP statistical data, they only know 1 in 5 of everything. 1 in 5 people that got through. 1 in 5 people that got away. That's all they know. That was 1 to 5 times as many as what they're reporting. Again, testing an app when you have lives at risk. Lives are in the balance. People being raped is in the balance, and you're testing an app for this is funny, check-in process. What is this, an Airbnb? So hotel, we're checking into a check-in. You check in? What do you check in to commit a bank robbery? How do you check in to commit a crime? Illegal immigration is a crime. Many of these people are already, remember now, It's 16,000 murderers, 13,000 rapists, or the reverse, can't remember which, but it's 30,000 total. And 425,000 convicted criminals they've allowed into this country to check in. You check in? Is this the Hyatt? Is this the Hilton? Yeah, you're checking in? Well, yeah, according to how Biden treats them, yeah, you know what? It is the Hyatt and the Hilton. And why are they doing this? Because there's a backlog. And we got to get them facilitated in as quickly as possible. We need more of our citizens raped and murdered. We need more crime in Brooklyn where 75% of it is committed by illegal aliens. We got a backlog. Got to get those people through. That's part of their border security bill, which I won't get into. But that's part of their border security. We need more judges and CBP agents for what? To close the border? No, to facilitate people through the border. That's their border security bill put forward by Chuck Schumer and James Cuckboy Republican Lankford out of Oklahoma. So sick of people like that. Guarantee you, Lankford's one of those ones that was against Gates, too. Guarantee it. In the little backroom, smoke-filled backroom deals. That's why you got to stand. You got to stand. They're closing. The Inglewood's closed, Tom. Northport's closed. All the churches are closed. I don't care. We're open. And we're never closing. Cram it. You want to put the iron bracelets on it? Bring some help and do it. That's how you got to be. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm talking about civil resistance. Just so you know, because I always get, occasionally I get a nut job sending me something. I'm with you, Tom. No, I'm not talking about that. So anyway, all right. Oh, we have to show you this one. Adam Hughes video, open border. We are now learning Biden reallocated veteran affair funds. Is that where I'm at? Wesley Hunt. We'll stick with that one. That's the one I wanted. Wesley Hunt video. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's team targeted the person who's the victim of this sexual robbery. So this is a guy who robbed a woman. Guess what he is, Aaron? What he is, Will? Another illegal migrant.
Yeah, illegal.
So he robbed this woman, and he's out. This woman is Alvin Bragg's, one of Alvin Bragg's assistant DAs.
Oh, oops.
A district attorney. So he, while robbing her, sexually assaults her in some way, shape, or form. I don't think it was full-scale rape, but sexually, did a sexually perverted thing to her because that's how he's been charged. Robbery with sexual perversion attached to it. It's one of Alvin Bragg's people. Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg's team targeted illegal immigrant gang member, a tax assistant of Alvin Bragg, and taxpayer-funded, and he's staying at a taxpayer-funded hotel while he does it. A Venezuelan TDA gang member, Tren de Agua, with 5 arrests since 2023. I'm wondering if that's in the United States. It is. Attacked and robbed one of DA Alvin Bragg's assistants. Play it for me.
a smiling Brandon Somoza being led out of the Midtown South precinct on West 35th Street this morning. Police say at about 2 a.m. Sunday, he robbed a 38-year-old woman in the hallway of her Hell's Kitchen apartment building. He allegedly grabbed her purse, cell phone, and bank cards and also performed a lewd act. The victim is a Manhattan assistant DA. She was not injured. Police traced her stolen cell phone to a hotel on West 45th Street, which led them to believe the suspect is a migrant, and they were able to track him down. Somoza was arrested just last night. Police say he was using drugs on the street and had stolen items with him. Police believe he is part of Tren de Aragua. That's the Venezuelan gang that has preyed on people in Times Square and Central Park. Somoza is facing a number of counts, including sexually motivated robbery and burglary. He also has six prior arrests, all from this year, on similar crimes. And he's believed to have arrived in the U.S. in February of 2023. In Lower Manhattan, Lauren Glassberg, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
I would love to know how he entered. Was he flown in? Was he, if you look at Jose Ibarra, who attempted to rape and bashed Lakin Riley's head in with a rock, murderer. I would love to know his timeline and his travel plan, how he traveled to his various locations. We know that Jose Ibarra was flown from New York to Athens, Georgia via the Biden administration. The Biden administration flew Jose Ibarra to Athens, Georgia to murder Lakin Riley. And I know they didn't mean to have her murdered. Yeah, but she flew her there. He flew him there. And by the way, it just came out today, because his brother's a Tren de Aragua member, came out today that Jose Ibarra is too. And he attempted to rape and murdered Lakin Riley. And he was flown to Athens by the Biden administration after he stayed at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. And guess who paid for it all? Will paid for it. Aaron paid for it. I paid for it. And you paid for it, for Lakin Riley to have an attempted rape and then be murdered. That's what we funded the whole thing, you and me. And we're $36 trillion in debt. I've got a whole debt section that I'm just never getting to for some reason. But anyway, I mean, think about what just happened here. And by the way, that was a soft-pedaled report. Was not injured. She was sexually assaulted. I don't know how she was sexually assaulted, because it's a robbery with a sexual component attached to it. They have a specific charge. And Aaron brought this up. Now, talking about chickens coming home to roost, your policies are now affecting you, liberal Democrats. You're being robbed. You're being sexually assaulted. How much longer are you going to put up with it? How much longer are you going to keep the border open for your sexual assaulters and your robbers and your murderers to be brought to your own town, flown there by your government that you voted for? That you actually voted for. I didn't vote for it. I can always say, I didn't vote for it. You can't. You voted for it. You voted for Jose Ibarra to be probably taken by air to New York and then stay in a luxury hotel and then taken by air to Athens, Georgia. You paid for it. You voted for it. It's the policies you like. And now one of Alvin Bragg's assistant DAs is robbed and sexually assaulted in the lobby of her own apartment complex by a guy who's got six arrests in 2024. Unbelievable. Oh, I got to show you this one. This is a very brief video, 31 seconds. Open border, this at Amuse video, open border. We are now learning Biden reallocated veteran funds. I thought that was all lies. No, we wonder why veterans are on the street. Because all the money to take care of our veterans, like Will, who fought in wars. Listen, I make fun of Will all the time. I make fun of everybody all the time. But the thing is, lots of respect for men who fought in wars. And listen, I've been on thousands of police calls, but I ain't never been in a war. He's been in a war a lot. And here's the thing. He doesn't need assistance. But if he did, I would much rather my tax dollars go to help him than an illegal alien who violated the law and crossed the southern border. Wouldn't you? Well, I wonder what's really happened to our money. Play for me.
Administration, has the Biden administration been helpful for you? Have we seen numbers go up or down? And what about under Trump?
Well, it was interesting. Trump's first term, it was way down, you know, veteran homelessness, because they were really heavily leaned into the veteran community. And then when we had this migrant crisis, a lot of the VA HUD-VASH funds that are supposed to house homeless veterans ended up getting reallocated to migrants. So it went up by 12%. And I think it will go back down under this new administration.
Wow. So that money that was supposed to go to veterans went to the migrants.
Correct.
And that's why some of these veterans
yes.
are on the street.
Veterans on the street because all the money goes to illegal migrants. Let's go to the next one. Lives a TikTok video breaking three illegals. Had two before. Now we have three. Three were arrested in Massachusetts, which is, of course, a sanctuary state, and Boston's a sanctuary city. This past week, three illegals were arrested in Massachusetts this past week for raping children. It's almost like it's on purpose with 325,000 missing kids and illegals actually coming in and raping children, marking 39 total child sex crimes committed by illegals in 2024 in Massachusetts alone. Democrat governor, I'd like to compare that with the amount of crimes committed by citizens of the United States of America in Massachusetts. Shall we? Let's get the actual statistical data out there for everybody to see. Democratic Governor Mara Healey welcomed tens of thousands of illegals that committed 39 total child sex crimes. She welcomed them, and that's in 2024 alone, folks. 2024 is not even over. Still got 2 months. The month and a half. Democrat Governor Mara Healey welcomed tens of thousands of illegals into her state and then vowed to use every tool to fight back against Trump's deportation plans. This is Mara Healey. I don't want to allow Donald Trump. I'm going to do everything I can to impede Donald Trump from deporting child rapists. That's Mara Healey. Play it for me.
Would the Massachusetts State Police assist in mass deportations?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, let me say this. I do think it's important that we all recognize that there's going to be a lot of pressure on states and state officials. And I can assure you, we're going to work really hard to deliver. Some realities also need to be, noted. And that is, in 2016, we had a very different situation in the courts. And while I'm sure there may be litigation ahead, there's a lot of other ways that people are going to act and need to act for the sake of their states and their residents. There's regulatory authority and executive powers and the like. There's legislation also within our states. So I think that the key here is that, every tool in the toolbox has got to be used to protect our citizens, to protect our residents, and protect our states, and certainly to hold the line on democracy and the rule of law as a basic principle, right?
All right, so there you go. Now you can put up the next one for me, Will. Just so you know, it's from The Lion. Three illegal immigrants arrested for raping children, marking 39 such arrests. I had a little, it was 39. 39 such arrests in Massachusetts this year, while the governor of the state vows to oppose and do everything she can to oppose Donald Trump from deporting the people who are raping the children in her own state. Amazing, these people. And they sleep like babies at night. If I was responsible, like Kamala Harris, for the attempted rape and murder of Lake and Riley, I think I'd have a few sleepless nights. Not her. She's in Maui as we speak. Who's running this country? Who knows? All right, let me show you this. Now, here's the fun part of the show. Fun part of the show. 10:22. I should have been over 22 minutes ago. But anyway, fun part of the show here. We're going to have fun. We're going to get relaxed here for just a minute. Just so you know, Juicy Smouillet, Jesse Smollett, he had his filing of a false police report conviction overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court. The man who paid two men to pour bleach on him. Remember, he wrote a check. Remember Charles Barkley making fun of him? He wrote a check to the two brothers who worked with him on the set of, what was that, Empire show that he was on. They worked with him on the set. He paid them via check. And then they're on video buying the bleach and buying the rope, the exact bleach that was used and the exact rope that was found around Jesse's neck. They're on video buying it after he paid them to buy it. And then he paid them to assault him with it. And they bought MAGA hats with the money that Jesse Smollett gave him. Remember that? So he paid them to assault him via check. Both of them said he paid us to assault him. And then remember he said that he was attacked on the streets of Chicago. It's 12 degrees out. It's in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's walking to go get a Subway sandwich. And these two guys, two black men in MAGA hats, jump out of nowhere with bleach and a hangman's noose rope and called him all sorts of N-words and everything else. Racial epithets, said all sorts of racial things, and said this MAGA country assaulted him and then ran away. his conviction of filing a false police report about all that was overturned. So in other words, what they're saying is he didn't file a false police report. That Jesse Smollett's story was actually correct and that he was telling the truth and that his police report is valid. That's what the Supreme Court did today. You're like, Tom, how is this fun? Well, let's go over the story, shall we? But we'll use Dave Chappelle to retell the story. Play for me.
Just afraid of being attacked. Happens to the best ones. Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Jesse Smollett. He's a very French, very famous French actor. Y'all never heard of Jesse Smollett? Jesse Smollett is an actor from France. And he became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night and was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Jesse Smollett is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he's walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on, beat him up. Tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of niggas, and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. This shit was like international news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all this shit. The whole country was up in arms. He was talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet about this shit that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this nigga was clearly lying. None of these details added up at all. He said he's walking down the street in Chicago and white dudes come up to him and say, "Hey man, aren't you that faggot nigger from Empire?" A fuck? Does that sound like how white people talk? I know white people. They don't talk like that. Are you that faggot nigga from Empire? They would never say that. It sounds like something that I would say. If you're racist and homophobic, you're not even gonna know who this nigga is. You can't watch Empire. Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? Okay, Mr. Smollett, please tell me what happened. All right, 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. All right. You were walking. All right. And where were you going? Subway. Sandwiches? That's when the men approached you? Did you see them? Do you have any? Okay, what do they have on? MAGA hats! MAGA hats on in Chicago? Excuse me 1 second, Mr. Smollett. Frank, come here for a second. find out where Kanye West was last night.
Breaking just now, the Illinois Supreme Court on overturning actor Jussie Smollett's conviction on allegations that he had staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself in downtown Chicago in 2019 and lied to police. Just a little color from his attorney in a statement to Fox saying, quote, this was not a prosecution based on facts. Rather, it was vindictive persecution, and such a proceeding has no place in our criminal justice system. That breaking just now. We will have more on that throughout the day.
Now, the two people that attacked him were black, and he said on the police report that they were white. So he's been his conviction for filing a false police report, in other words, staging the attack against him, that has been overturned somehow when he wrote a check to pay for the attack. Unbelievable. All right, that's it. Love you guys. 10:30. Stick around for the post game. Rumble Rants, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, is the only one in there tonight. Appreciate you, Tammy L. Margreter. $10. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Love you, Tammy. Really do appreciate you. Listen, we'll be back tomorrow night, 10:30. I mean, what am I talking about? Tomorrow night, 10:30. It's 10. I'm looking. I keep seeing 10:30. Be here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you guys. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. It's actually quite short tonight. So hang out for the post game. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon a thousand hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it, because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.